Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside At Least For Me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. 662-644-4297. He's Brad Logan at Brad_Logan, COTE, or something like that on Twitter. But we're both at the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com and Affiliate of On 3. If you sign up today as Ole Miss continues its run through the playoff, sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit 50% off. 50% for new members. All you got to do is come join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. An affiliate of On3. Hey, Brad, how are you?
No, good morning, Ben. It's the day after Christmas, and I know everybody's excited. If I've gotten one, I've gotten 1,000 picture texts of different Sugar Bowl college football playoff gears. The gear that everybody has gotten, it's been really fun to see, and I know everybody's really excited about the Sugar Bowl.
I know I'm excited about the Sugar Bowl. We're finalizing plans of where we'll be broadcasting from on New Year's Eve. What do we know for sure, Brad, about our live show and when we'll be we don't know necessarily yet where the physical location is. We're working on Manny's, so Manny's, if you're watching,
yes,
you got our hopes up. Don't let us down now. We'd love to be there with the Grove Collective. That's the plan. But I've also got a number of different spots, including my buddy Gray, who's set up a pregame at Avenue Pub right off of St. Charles. St. Charles, yeah, on January 1st, 2026, from 2 to 5. It's a pregame, Rebel pregame. And if you want to go to Avenue Pub, and we've talked about going there. We've talked about any number of places, but we want to be where you want us to be. And that includes being where the most Ole Miss people are, Brad. And so we're working on Manny's. Hopefully I have an answer on where we're going to be broadcasting from on New Year's Eve today.
Yeah, the goal is from 8 to 12 New Year's Eve. We want to do it for Manny's. We're getting the okay right now. We're working with Walker Jones, the Grove Collective, Jessica Lynch, and the Ole Miss M Club. Everybody's kind of going to be there, so we're just waiting on them. But if not, thank you all for reaching out. I've received a ton of folks saying that they're going to be New Year's Eve at certain places. If you have a place, throw us a chat. Shoot us a direct message on X. But, thanks for everybody that has chimed in. We want to say, by the way, 8 to 12, and then game day, which New Year's Day, will be live from 2 to 4. Once again, that's kind of open-ended too because we're kind of waiting on Manning's. We'll get all that information to you on X and on this particular feed here as we pod, continuing to get closer to kickoff. We couldn't do what we do without our friends at Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. They've been with us since the very beginning, and we thank them very much for all of the coverage of the college football playoff here on the drive home. Heal Counseling and Chad Clardy, thank you guys very much for sponsoring us here on the show. Hearn Law Firm, we welcome Philip Hearn and his entire legal team to our coverage here on the college football playoff. Chick-fil-A in Northeast Oxford and on West Jackson Avenue, thank you guys very much for your coverage. Built Different Fitness, we'll give you more information on them as well on West Jackson Avenue. Thank you very much for being a proud sponsor. And then Take Charge, they take care of all of your credit card needs. Just give us a direct message and we'll give you more information on them as we proceed here. So, yeah, right now, 8 to 12 on a location yet to be determined. I'll also be live from 4 until 6 on WFCA 107.9 FM. That'll be New Year's Eve. They'll also be from the same location. And then finally, I want to say a special thank you to T. White's and Tyler White, the presenting sponsor on the Logan Media Network, for all of our coverage of the college football playoff. I know that's a lot, but that's kind of where we are right now. I speak for Ben, we're ready to get this place locked down so we can pass along to you where we're at, and then everybody can come, and then we can party, all party together. So we'll get that to you as soon as we can.
What did you get for Christmas? How was your Christmas, sir, before we get into Ole Miss Matters? Because mine was filled with far too much food, far too much Built Different Fitness. Guys, the diet starts today. Yesterday was an absolute travesty as far as what I put into my body. Let's just be absolutely honest. I completely took a break. Didn't post on the message board. Didn't do a live show, obviously. I wanted to full on. That was the first day off, like true day off, and couldn't tell you how long. And it was lovely. But, man, I still got indigestion, Brad. And I got a lot of cool stuff. This came from my friends Jeff and Chase, the stories from Ole Miss Baseball. And they actually signed it, too. I'm so proud of it. Look at this.
That kind of kills the myth that everybody hates everybody on the beat, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I told Chase, like, he signed like a million of them. I said, like, Chase, we're going to have to work on that, brother. That don't look fresh. But he's like, man, I signed like a million of these at this point. But Jeff, I love this.
Yeah.
The book, the stories from Ole Miss Baseball, I'm in it when Chase, Jeff, and I stayed together in Omaha for the title run. It's a great, great book. And as I told those guys, man, this is the kind of book that'll sit on the back of the toilet and you'll be able to read a new story probably to the end of your days because it's that kind of book. It's just perfect for sitting on the shitter. But Christmas was great, man. How was yours?
It was really good. And I've gotten to the age to where now you enjoy a good meal. You enjoy getting to see your family and friends. And that's kind of what it was about. I think, nothing really stands out other than my nephews. And it is at my mom's house. But my nephews gave me a sweatshirt that has me along with Michael Katz.
Fantastic.
Foods on the sweatshirt, and it's got a post underneath it about how much they love you. And so, anyway, it's a
love
really
me.
They love, yeah. I don't know. You didn't read the post at the bottom of the picture?
Heck, no, post, not really.
He said we love Spirit Ben, and we didn't follow him until now, but he's the greatest. So that's why I sent it to you and Michael, and y'all both really appreciate it. So that probably was my, the most fun gift that I received. But yeah, just being around family and friends. And I'll be honest, time is fleeting, and not to get too deep down the rabbit hole here, but, so many people that we were with are not with us. And I say that a lot during the beginning of the playoff run, how cathartic of an experience, one, to move past Lane Kiffin, but two, yeah, there it is, to move past Lane Kiffin, but two, to have people that you enjoy, your family and friends. And that's the sweatshirt. And you'll see that you'll read the post at the bottom of it, where it says, "I never followed Spirit Ben until now." So that was my nephew's gave me the sweatshirt.
Oh, that's funny. I did not know that. That's what it, I didn't read the caption from. Like, that's a screenshot, straight screenshot from our live show.
Coverage. Yeah, when Pete Golding was named coach, that's a screenshot from the live coverage.
And one of my absolute favorite days working in 20 years now of doing this, it was absolutely wild. It felt like we were doing like a full-on, I don't know, whatever, wherever you watch your news, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. I don't watch traditional media like that no more, but dude, we were doing live coverage. We'd send it to Brad, come back into the studio, break down what we saw, real things happening in real time. I will never forget that day, and I'm so glad that it's been immortalized on your shirt that you got for Christmas. What an amazing, amazing gift that is. TRYXPB, enjoyed meeting you on the Grove this past weekend. Happy holidays, because Christmas goes until New Year's. Dang right it does. But the eating I did yesterday, yeah, I'm telling you, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to get done with this indigestion. You know when you've ate bad, Brad, when you can feel it everywhere? You know what I mean? Everywhere, including your man boobs. That's when you really know. You went a little overboard, but it was nice meeting you too, brother. It was really cool to meet all of y'all that came there across from the pavilion for our pregame, our first pregame, which was in advance of Ole Miss beating Tulane in the first round of the college football playoff, hoping that Manning's in our New Orleans setup will be even better and want to meet even more of you. Hey, Joseph Moore, what's up, my guy? I want to see all of y'all in New Orleans. I know I'll be there. Brad will be there, and we intend to have a good old time. I'm not getting down there to New Year's Eve. When are you getting down there, Brad?
Yeah, same thing. Well, I'm going on the 30th late, so
yeah,
I'm going to get up the 31st and go do some New Orleans things and then head over to the location to get everything set up for the shows that night. And then And unfortunately, New Orleans is a fun place, but I don't know that I'll be able to experience a lot of it. It's going to be work the entire time, Ben. And that's cool because that's what we're here for. But it was also great. You know, we haven't been on since the post-game show, and it was really good seeing everybody. It was really good seeing all the folks from New Albany. It's my adopted hometown, and everybody's really excited about the trip to New Orleans. I know a lot of people sent me screenshots of pictures of tickets that they've gotten, so I expect Ole Miss to have a really big crowd. There's a little bit of news to pass along. The Sugar Bowl has announced the locations of the tickets, the fans, where they're going to be. So one side will be obviously the Georgia side, the other side the Ole Miss side, and we'll post that for you on Ole Miss Spirit. That's at OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3. We'll have that for you. And then also there's going to be some different spots, different pregame spots. We've told you about Manning's, where we're efforting to be for our pregame show and also for our New Year's Eve show. We'll have more information on that. Secondly, there was news, Ben, and I will butcher the young man's name, and I apologize, but LSU's assistant player development coach is headed to Ole Miss, and I'll allow you to take it from there.
Yes, Ole Miss, first of all, is adding UCLA Director of Scouting Jake Sugarman to its front office. But this morning, coming back from LSU, he was at Ole Miss from 2022 to 2024. LSU Associate Director of Player Personnel Jay Chowdhury is set to join the Ole Miss front office as Director of Player Personnel. He reunites with Austin Thomas, who I saw on the field after the Sugar Bowl. It was really cool to see him, and man, to see him celebrating and having a smile on his face, because it was tough for him. Two breakups with Lane Kiffin for one, Austin Thomas, and to land here and bring along one of his more valuable teammates, I think is a big, big deal. You're starting to see not just the on-field staff and stuff, but also, you know, the recruiting staff, the scouting staff, be built out, and it's been really impressive so far. My guy Drew Horn, who hosted us across the street from the pavilion for our pregame at the Sugar Bowl, y'all definitely need to do at least a couple live show pregame next year. Yeah, we might have to make it a thing, Brad. I agree. Open invite to set up again anytime. We just got to make sure that we have one of them fancy Starlinks. My wife got me a hotspot for Christmas, which I'm excited about, but we learned the hard way that pregames need more than just a hotspot, my friend.
Yeah, they do. And Drew, thank you again and your entire team for hosting us. And, one quick thing before we get any further. Jake Sugarman, Ben, what is the connection to Ole Miss? Do you know?
Yeah, he worked from Ole Miss. Oh, Jay Sugarman. I can't remember. It's been a while as far as Sugarman's concerned. I honestly just heard this one this morning. This not a name, Jake Sugarman. I'm pretty positive he worked at Ole Miss before. I'd recognize the face. What you're seeing is for about 3 or 4 years there, a lot of these guys, they're coming back and rejoining Austin Thomas. This was Ole Miss's recruiting office. And now that it's, you know, Billy Glasscock took over after Austin left for LSU, and now they swapped. And, so I look forward to seeing how Austin builds this out. I also look forward to getting Austin on this podcast sometime, because man, he does have some great stories, Travis, and some incredible stories, especially about Kiffin, that I think would be really, really fantastic and interesting. Eric Jernigan, my guy, said his wife got him a football for a playoff game. It's now on a shelf as a centerpiece. He's going down on Wednesday, and he can't wait. I can't wait either. As we kind of set the stage here.
Everybody got to come see us when we get the location nailed down.
We got to get that nailed down. And we're thinking it's going to be Manning's. We'll see. We've got a couple of other options. We're working on it, hoping to have that finalized by end of day today. But whoever's going down, we want to see you. Wherever we come up, we want to see you, and y'all come chill and hang out with us. And we'd love to really have a full-on party down there in New Orleans, because this is a huge, huge game. And Ole Miss let out the players, the coaches, they all let out after Monday for the holiday, and returned last night, Christmas night, to prepare now for the final push, I guess we could say, for the Sugar Bowl and their rematch with Georgia. They're back in town now. They practice today, tomorrow, Sunday, heading down to New Orleans as well. Just kind of what's your general vibe right now, Brad, as Ole Miss prepares to head down to New Orleans? And, you know, Christmas behind us, we're all kind of in that Christmas hangover period. I know me, I feel like I'm filled to the brim with nonsense, mad at myself, feeling like I weigh 285,000 pounds today. But now it's Sugar Bowl time. So knowing that, knowing they've come back, what you kind of keeping an eye out for? What are you paying attention to? Let's kind of get the train back on the tracks, right? Because we took the little brief Christmas reprieve, and now it's right back into business.
It feels like a free shot to me, Ben. It feels like a free shot against someone like a Georgia, which, quite frankly, if they're not the top team in the country, they're at the very top with a handful of others. And so I think with Ole Miss, you've got an opportunity to go down to New Orleans and play in a place that Jeff Robertson posted that Ole Miss is at the top of the list of teams that have played in the Sugar Bowl in the past. You know, this was a destination that honestly Ole Miss was kind of a stalwart in, you know, in years past. So it's something we're very familiar with. And so heading down to New Orleans and facing a team like Georgia, a team you faced before, and essentially had the game in the grasp until Georgia would run off 17 points in Athens and the only loss of the year. These two teams are very similar in regards. They have the same record. One thing I'm going to do a deep dive in is common opponents later on today and kind of post back on that. But I like the opportunity that you have a free shot. And I think the crowd's going to be split. I really do. I think there's going to be as many Ole Miss fans as Georgia fans. I talked to a lot of Ole Miss fans that are going down and coming home. You know, I mean, especially your Jackson fans. I mean, you could be down and back. So that bodes well for Ole Miss. I expect a huge crowd. But it's all going to be a couple of things. Number one, I mean, we could break down what Ole Miss is going to have to win the game. But I think at the end of the day, Ole Miss gets a free shot. It's 6.5. It's hovering around 7, 6.5. That surprises me. I expect it to be higher than that. But Vegas, right now it's under a touchdown in Georgia and Ole Miss. So looking at it from 10,000 feet, when you can head into a game, you're an underdog, and everybody's kind of – you kind of got your backs against the wall. I think Ole Miss is going to play loose. I think if they can go in, get the opening kickoff, script it well, go up 7-0, and kind of let the chips fall where they may.
You need to check and make sure that your microphone's on. Is it all good over there? You sound like you're using a little Nat sound, you know, jumped on late. I was worried about Brad. Brad's usually the one that's on early, you know what I mean? He's usually the one that jumps on. It's like 9:29. This man comes jumping in. That's why it was so funny. Dalen, our guy, fellas, look like you need to get more sleep yesterday, buddy. Tell me about it. Man, every Christmas Eve night, my daughters are 13. You can see them up there. My daughters are 13 and 9 now. But every Christmas Eve night, I don't know when it became a thing, but it is a thing. They want to sleep with their mom. So they sleep with their mom, and I'll take Brad off real quick while he gets his thing kind of set up. And so we did that. I was up till 1 in the morning. And here's the fun thing about girls, and Brad knows this, but, like, as they get older, the days of, like, me staying up having to build stuff are long gone. They don't care about no Barbie dream houses and none of that no more. They just want a lot of clothes. A lot of clothes. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot of clothes. And every bit of it gets wrapped. You know what I mean? Every bit of it. The smallest things, the biggest things, it's all. And I just was not prepared. And I was kind of bummed because, Brad, I was worried that they weren't going to, like, have a happy, joyful. Like, I liked waking up and going upstairs and seeing that, oh, crap, I got a new bike. They're really excited to see. They got them some Lululemon socks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, now, them Lululemon socks probably cost more than the bikes.
That's right.
But it's a different time. And yes, Dave, I need some sleep. But my wife is a superstar. She's an absolute superstar in every way. She had hernia surgery a couple weeks ago. She's been recovering ever since. Praise be to God, because she said it's been worse recovering from that than childbirth, giving birth to her children. She said this recovery of a hernia surgery has been worse. And she's just slowly been building her way back. But the way she operates, you wouldn't even be able to tell it. She goes to work, and she's absolutely crushed it. And to be able to see her have a great day amidst all the stuff was pretty cool too. I think this, Emily and I added it up, dude. We've been together, oh my gosh, certainly more Christmases together than without each other at this point. So this one was pretty special because it's a new phase of life for us. But yeah, Dalen, we all need a little bit more sleep. So Christmas is done. The Sugar Bowl is on its way. Brad, what do we know for sure about where Ole Miss is? What's the injury situation? Because I got some recruiting things I want to touch on real quick too before we get into what's the injury situation. Let's reset the board. What do we know? What are the known knowns about Ole Miss football here and now today?
Well, the main three on offense are, of course, Kewon Lacy at running back,
quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, and then, of course, Daquan Wright, the shoulder. All appear to be good to go. We'll have a chance, by the way, just kind of segue, Saturday and Sunday we'll be live from the Manning Center. Ben, I'll be there. I'm not sure. Will you be there on Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know yet.
Well, if you're in the studio, I'll be live on site because I'm definitely going Sunday to get a chance to view practice, and then we can get a live update from there. If not, we'll
I certainly want to go Sunday because I want to watch practice. But my whole my question is this: is like, there's already three of my people there. You know what I mean? There's already. I don't know if me asking the question or questions adds anything more than me sitting here in the studio, being able to be live with the people, and then going to Brad on site. So if you're in the comments and you want to, how would you want that set up? Ole Miss is practicing. Thank you for bringing that up, Brad. Saturday and Sunday. I was thinking about just letting Brad be our man on the scenes, but I'd also love to have, I know Pete's going to come on this pod eventually. I'm thinking about reaching out to Austin or somebody else and get them on the pod as well. Thomas or Simmons. But yeah, an Austin I'd like to get on here. But y'all tell me in the comments, what would you prefer we do? Because I'll tell you, man, that day when we were sitting here going to Brad at the IPF and then coming back was, I'm telling you, the most fun I've had. I felt like I was a newsman, like a proper newsman. So y'all let us know what y'all think. Merry Christmas from Curtis Manlow. My wife got me an Airbnb for the LSU game next year. Heck yeah. The LSU game next year is going to be insane. Mary says she's got our beers down in New Orleans. Don't tease me with a good time. Mary, please come on down. Garrett, will y'all, my name is not Garrett, it's Ben. Will y'all quit, going to quit crying about Lane Kiffin? Y'all sound like a bunch of 2-year-olds that got his toy taken away. I don't remember anybody crying about him right here and now, but hey, on the day after Christmas, Ricky, you the one in our chat. So, thank you. You're free to leave at any time. And then Travis, I don't know if it's better or worse to get them coming off this month-long break. I don't either. What do you think about the whole break? Because last year, every team that got a bye lost, right? So Georgia is coming off a bye, but, man, they've been playing really good football, Brad.
I think both teams, Georgia and Ole Miss, have been playing well. And once again, I'll go back to – I know my mic was kind of going in and out, but I think you get a free shot against Georgia. It's 6.5. The spread, FanDuel has it at 6.5. That's less than a touchdown. I think Ole Miss is playing really well right now. And like I said at the end, you take the ball, you script it really well, that first drive go up 7-0, and allow that defense to kind of atone itself. Because, you know, with Sudu, you and I at the end of the game in Athens, boy, it was awful. You know, the defense played terrible pretty much the whole game. So they've got something to prove. Suntaron Perkins, Prince Will Amonmi Ellen, William Echols, Cam Franklin, Andrew Jones, who's come on since then. I think we'll see a much more rejuvenated Ole Miss defense. Antonio Kite, I could go on and on about how I think that Ole Miss defense is going to play well. And look, I'm going to get painted every color you can imagine, but I really believe that if Ole Miss comes out of this game and wins the game, they've got a legitimate shot of winning the whole thing. Because I think if you beat Georgia, you've beaten one of the best teams in the country. I mean, I really firmly believe that. And as long as Ole Miss is playing well and Trinidad and Lacey and Daquan Wright, who we all believe are going to be good to go, will learn more tomorrow and then, of course, Sunday at the open practice. But I like where Ole Miss stands right now offensively. And, you know, Ben, we'll get to this eventually, but everyone's talking about Trinidad and his waiver or not waiver. Everybody's talking about Kewon Lacy. Everyone's talking about this, that, and the other, about players leaving. How about you just enjoy the moment, win as many as you can, and then allow people like Walker Jones, who's been incredible during the entire run as Grow Collective Administrator, when you allow Pete Gold and you allow Director of Athletics Keith Carter, let them handle that and go out and win football games and support the team as it is. That's what I implore Ole Miss fans to do. Go to New Orleans in droves, support the team, and let all that other stuff take care of itself. Because I can assure you one thing, and this is not going to go over well either, but I don't care. The people in Baton Rouge, including their media, including everybody, is scared to death of Ole Miss because they are so they're so defensive that Ole Miss wins a football game. The official account has to post the coaches that are coming to Baton Rouge walking up some steps and saying, a new day at LSU. Little old Ole Miss, here they come, like a train down the track with the big old light shining right at you. And guess what? They're coming. And when you come to Oxford next year, boy, is there something going to be waiting. And it's a little Ole Miss, a little team that you didn't think could do it. And now that Lane's in LSU, they've got everything building upon them. They've got all of this momentum. But here Ole Miss stands with Pete Golding. And, oh, boy, what a game it's going to be next year.
I got one of those shirts for Christmas. I also saw that out and about one day. Hunter, my guy, wearing that shirt. That's just hilarious. So I got that. I got a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, no one's LSU, it's weird to see the spot they're in. Ole Miss, meanwhile, is in the playoff, and they got a big one matched up against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. I want to see what all you got for Christmas, man, whatever it is, Ole Miss stuff. Send it to us, man. Send us at Twitter, on Twitter, at SpiritBen, at Brad_Logan, COTE. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up today. And if you're a new member, if you sign up while Ole Miss is in the playoff, 50% off. 50%. All you got to do is sign up today if you're a new member. And the Ole Miss Spirit is where we are every single day. You don't have to just hang out with us here on the podcast. We'd love to have you at the Ole Miss Spirit. That QR code up there is if you want to donate to me and Brad and kind of just chip in and say thank you. Hit me up and we split everything 50-50. We'd love to hear from y'all and see y'all, especially if we get down to Manning's for the Sugar Bowl, our live New Year's Eve podcast. And that's the plan. That's, I think, what we're going to end up doing. I know that KY Rebs 5150, Kentucky Rebs, I'm assuming, who's going to the Grove Collective event at the Manning's Bar on New Year's. We're planning to be there. And
I think there's an RSVP. If you go to all Grove Collective members, they're just asking for a roll call. So just go to the Grove Collective and then make sure they're aware. And I think it's open to all Grove Collective members, but that's the main spot you want to hit.
Yeah. So we hope to see y'all at Manning's again. We'll have some finality hopefully by the end of the day today. The plan is to be with y'all, Kentucky Reb, be down there with y'all at Manning's and the Grove Collective, interviewing Walker and all those kind of guys. And hoping my wife and kids are going to roll down there with me. I know Brad's going to load up every one of his peoples and they're going to ride out. Any exciting recruiting transfer stuff, Mr. Garrett? Oh, Mr. Garrett. Not really that's pressing right this minute, I would say. I think one thing that's really jumped out to me is Tom Mars is now helping represent Trinidad Chambliss in the effort to get his waiver from the NCAA. Trinidad Chambliss has to get the waiver if he wants to play next year. It's complete toss-up. It's really delaying a lot of things, not just for him, but for Ole Miss too. The portal opens on January 2nd, and they need to know what kind of guys they need to be really talking to, what they need to be setting money aside for. The NCAA is dragging its feet. But what did you think of old friend Tom Mars coming and got back around, and now he's helping Trinidad try to get his waiver for next season? Because if he does, I know there's a lot of rumors out there and questions about, what about LSU? I think if he gets his waiver, the overwhelming likelihood is he's almost his quarterback next year. So what did you think about him taking on Tom Mars and that waiver process and where things are right now?
Well, I reached out to Tom and asked him to come on the show. Very respectfully responded, Merry Christmas to you all. Prefer to leave things where they are. It's not that I don't want to come on your show, but I have a feel for how these things work. So I think Tom, he just wants to let things breathe. And there was an article by Pete Thamel, and there's been a couple other articles come out from ESPN about the process. I think Tom said all that he wanted to say. And out of respect for Tom, I think he wants to let things breathe a little bit. And so I don't know, Ben, how to take it. My guess is I've always thought the longer a process goes, the less it's a likely outcome to be positive. But in this case, I don't know how to get a feel on what's going to come with Trinette's waiver.
Yeah, I don't either. I still think it's in the exact same place. It does tell me that frustration has set in. It does tell me that they're like, all right, we got to get some movement here. You don't bring Tom Mars on if you don't want them to, shit or get off the pot, quite frankly. Because it's not just about Ole Miss and that portal window coming open. Trinidad Chambliss needs to know, like he has a lot of his own preparations to consider. I don't understand why waiver processes take this long anyway. This is not the first time a waiver process has drug on. If going by the old rules, and the old rules don't exist, there are no rules anymore. Yes, there are, quote, rules on paper, but there are no rules anymore. According to the old rules, it would have been really hard for him to get this waiver. Just going by the uniform criteria. Now, you've got a 23-year-old who was drafted in basketball in the 2023 draft, a first rounder that's going to be enrolling at Baylor mid-year and playing in the spring, right? It's a completely broken system. So to drag out a process, let alone give a ruling that maybe isn't what Trinidad and Ole Miss is looking for potentially, it makes no sense because you're handing these things out like they're nothing these days. If there are no rules, I think the only thing anybody's asking for is a fair and equitable amount of time. And my golly, Bill, we're after Christmas now. He's been talking about this damn waiver for weeks, and he's no closer here other than Tom Mars has represented him, which I think is a smart move by Trinidad and company to kind of get the ball rolling. And because it has been just stalled in this weird, we don't want to deal with it purgatory. You know, all someone in Indianapolis has got to do is say yes or no, and they just refuse to do it. At the end of the day, if you made me ballpark it, I'd say the likeliest outcome here is he gets his waiver and he's Ole Miss's quarterback next year. And so much of their portal strategy, quite frankly, Brad, is dependent upon whether or not he gets that you know, gets that waiver. Because then if he doesn't get that waiver, can you persuade Austin Simmons to stick around because John David Baker loves that dude and wants him to be Ole Miss's quarterback next year in that scenario? Or do you have to go shopping? Because there are a lot of quarterbacks out there, but that's going to cost you a pretty penny. It's not going to be cheap. So if you want to be in the – I think Brendan Sorsby is ticketed for Texas Tech. I think he's going to get a multi-million dollar deal. Ole Miss would love a Brendan Sorsby, but I think, you know, Josh Hoover from TCU would make sense. If Deuce Knight from Auburn got in, Bo Perbula is a guy who went to Missouri last year over Ole Miss, made over $1 million choosing Missouri over Ole Miss. He's back in the portal. Would that be an option for Ole Miss? Caden Hauser, whether you think he's the quarterback, the caliber of this level in the SEC, he was John David Baker's quarterback last year at East Carolina. And without Trinidad, they'll need multiple quarterbacks. Now, they've signed a pretty good one that they like a lot in Reese Wise, but he can't be the only one. And if they can't retain Austin Simmons and then Trinidad doesn't get his waiver, yeah, you're going to have to at least go get two portal quarterbacks, assuming that A.J. Maddox sticks around, which is no sure thing either. I've actually heard some rumblings that Aiden Chills, is that his name, from Michigan State? Chills? I don't want to mispronounce it, knowing I completely did and butchered it. He's one that you should be keeping an eye on as far as Ole Miss's transfer quarterback possibilities. But I'm just telling you, man, like, it all starts with this one waiver, and we're no closer today other than Tom Mars is here, and hopefully Tom Mars goes in there and, you know, kicks up a shitstorm.
Yeah. The other position that everybody's asking about is running back, and that's Shekai Mills-Knight. Where's he at? I know there was a question on the board, Ben, about your thoughts on Shekai Mills-Knight. Number one, he looks the part, but two, he's a freshman. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he's going to supplant Logan Diggs or Keewon Lacy this year. So there wasn't a whole lot of area. Damian Thomas also runs the ball really hard. So it wasn't a lot of room for him to come in this year, but your thoughts on Shekai Mills-Knight in the running back room?
Yeah, I think if Keewon Lacy goes to LSU, obviously they're going to be hard in the transfer market. And there are a number of guys that make a lot of sense. One that just got in from Jacksonville State. Maybe Brad can look that up as I start talking. He's a player that a lot of guys or a lot of schools are going to go after. If Justice Hayes gets in, Ole Miss really wanted Justice Hayes out of the portal last year to pair with Keewon Lacy, who didn't have much as far as run on his resume when he came to Ole Miss from Missouri, a little over 100 yards. I want to say like 164 yards or something like that for Keewon. And this year set new school records for a number of different records, including single season rushing touchdowns, eclipsing one Quinshon Judkins, who obviously left for Ohio State. What a story that would be. Quinshon goes to Ohio State, and Keewon goes to LSU potentially. I don't think that is the layup that some are trying to make it out to be. I think that Ole Miss is very bullish on its package and what it's going to be offering Keewon to stick around. So it's going to be a lot of considerations and the money aspect and all that kind of stuff. That isn't going to be a deterrent. It's unfortunate, though, that these schools, Brad, can't like put down multi-year contract extensions. Instead, it's year to year and stuff like that, while Trinidad Chambliss has to wait on a waiver when the NCAA has given everybody waivers these days. What a weird, broken system it is. But I think Shekai Mills-Knight could certainly factor into things next year. There was never really an expectation that Shekai Mills-Knight was going to come in here as a true freshman and contribute all that much. He was more of a developmental piece. If you actually go back to his high school career in Tennessee, you know, running back is not his natural position. He's actually learning the intricacies of the position, is a little newer to it than most other guys are. And there are some things they really like about him. The size component is insane. I mean, he looks the part. The question is he going to be patient enough to, you know, put another offseason in, work on some of those things that they want him to work on, and then get into the mix in that way? Absolutely, Shekhi could be a factor in it, but you just can't rely on a step up from Shekhi Mills-Knight. There's no reason not to. It would be dang near financial incompetence, or like roster building incompetence, or negligence at least, if you were just only going to lean on him. You want him in that room to push whoever else you go get. I think the first question is, can they keep Kiwan on this roster? And if they do, obviously that position in Trinidad Chambliss, if you can get out of the portal or start the portal cycle, keeping Trinidad and Kiwan exactly in place, what a starting point it would be. My question for Kiwan right now is, how much will he play, or will he be limited in the Sugar Bowl? Because it is more than a bruised shoulder he's dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, walking off the field, walking off the field, saying to trainers, I had to pop it back in. That's a separated shoulder. So for me, I think that, you know, his health is the most pressing thing. But as far as updates on Kiwan or Trinidad's future, it's the same as it was before Christmas, Zach. Kiwan, you know, it's LSU. LSU isn't the only school that's coming after Kiwan. Ole Miss is going to have to pay a pretty penny to keep him. But it feels really good about the package it's going to offer. And if it doesn't, Ole Miss has always been successful in finding transfer running backs, and they're not going to stop now. And they would certainly factor in Shekhi Mills-Knight as well. If Trinidad Chambliss, with now Tom Mars representing him, gets his waiver, he's going to be Ole Miss's quarterback next year. That's what I fully expect. Mary says God is good all the time. And all the time, I agree, God is good. Walker B., any update on tight ends, coach? Nope. Chip Lindsey went to Missouri. I don't think it's going to be Jerry Neuheisel, but that's one we're consistently working on. We'll see kind of what happens there. But, yeah, Shekhi is going to be a player that Ole Miss leans on eventually. This year was never really the plan, even though I think some would have liked to have seen a true freshman coming like Quinshon and set records. That was never really the plan for them. You've been out there and seen Shekhi in practice a little bit. You know a little Shekhi Mills-Knight news. What do you think about Shekhi?
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, right now, someone asked me what his numbers look like. 8 carries for 25 yards and had the long of 13. So that's kind of not just a very limited action. But another thing, too, you talk about transfer running backs. Jacksonville State star running back Cam Cook is the one that you were referring to.
Currently
the FBS rushing leader, 1,659 yards, Conference USA MVP. He's really good. And transferred from TCU after the one season at Jacksonville State. So that's just one of the running backs Ole Miss could go get. Secondly, I'm not putting past Walker Jones keeping anybody.
Mm-mm.
That includes Kiwan Lacy. If LSU gets him, that's, you know, they're going to have to do what they need to do because it's going to be difficult to do that. Let me say this too. What I found interesting is that Commissioner Greg Sankey, and I'm going to call him out right now, is allowing LSU and its media to essentially openly say they're going to recruit certain players from certain rosters. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that would happen anywhere else. I mean, Ben, am I wrong by saying, I mean, you've got people saying, all right, LSU wants him, him, and him. They're going to do what they can to take him. While Ole Miss is still in season. Mm-hmm. I just find it hard to believe if this were Auburn and Alabama, Georgia and Alabama, that that would be taking place. But what do I know? I think Shaquamil Knight, to answer your original question, I think he's going to be really good for Ole Miss. I think freshmen are just – it's just hard at a major college level when you look at someone like a – who haven't talked a lot about Caleb Cunningham. I think he's going to be really good at Ole Miss. It's just taken – the freshman step is difficult in many ways for a lot of players. And it took a little bit for the light to come on for Andrew Jones, Ben. Mm-hmm. And midway through the year, that light flipped on, and he's been a really dominant linebacker for Ole Miss. Same thing could be said for Cam Franklin, William Echols. Everybody kind of went through it, but when that light comes on, it's like riding a bike. It's like you don't forget. And I think when that light comes on for Caleb Cunningham and for Shaquamil Knight, it's going to be good for Ole Miss.
Caleb Cunningham, if he sticks around, which last time I talked to him, and it's been a while, but last I talked to him, he said he was good. He's a great, great kid, man. If he sticks around, he's going to be a part of that wide receiver rotation. You know, like he is going to be – because, like, now freshman years are like your rookie years in the NFL, and the hit rate on rookies coming in and being awesome in the NFL aren't great either, right? I mean, you hope they become rotational pieces or they start to get their feet under them. Like Walter Nolan was balling out when he finally got on the field, right? And then he got it hurt, and I hate that for him. But, he was kind of like the exception to the rule in a lot of ways. Most rookies take a little bit of time. Some don't ever make it. Not to say that these guys wouldn't, but, I think freshman year – in college is more like the rookie year in the NFL than it's ever been before, because this is big business, and their goal is to portal over you. Every school is to portal over you to have a wealth of options. So, like, squeezing through and making that kind of impact, it's really hard in year one.
It really is. You take a look at where Ole Miss is right now in the wide receiver room. I want to talk about some of these names and some of these numbers and where Ole Miss goes after this next step. Leading, obviously, the way is Harrison Trey Wallace, 48 catches for 738 yards and has 3 touchdowns on the year. A player I think that sometimes is not talked about enough is wide receiver Deuce Alexander. He's got 41 receptions for 664 and has the 2 touchdowns, but he's also really good on that speed sweep. So that's something that Ole Miss, you just cannot shy away about how much of a component he is on offense for Ole Miss. That's another player that Ole Miss is going to have to do their best to hold on to. But the player for me that's been the offensive MVP on that wide receiver room is Deshaun Stribling, especially over the last couple of weeks. 43 catches for 612 yards and leads the wide receiver room with 6 touchdowns. And here's a component of that offense that we don't talk about enough is the blocking ability by Deshaun Stribling. That's why Kewon Lacy is so good. Picking up those linebackers, picking up those defensive ends, chip blocking, and allowing quarterback Trinidad Chambliss to do what he needs to do inside the pocket. So having a wide receiver like a Stribling that can block it so well, and not only that, but be a great target for Trinidad Chambliss is big. And then if you got Daquan Wright with 34 catches, Caden Lee with 35. But, Ben, here's the guy that we've got to be talking about. And I turned around and mentioned to you and Sudu during the playoff game is Winston Watkins. We didn't see him very much at all. And when we saw him during the playoff game, he looked rather disengaged. And how in the world can you notice if someone's disengaged from the press box?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about mannerisms. I'm talking about willingness to get in the – it just felt like he was kind of had taken a step back. Maybe I'm drawing something into that, and I shouldn't. I don't know. But the wide receiver room has been really good for Ole Miss this year. I'll say this. A player that took a big step forward, specifically in the playoff game, was Caleb Odom. He came up and made some great plays in the slot. And I think Trinidad being able to see him in the slot, which basically is that 5 to 10 yard stop route and hit Odom, he was really good against Tulane. So that's definitely a player to be watching for the Sugar Bowl.
What is Luke Haas's status for next year? Travis asks. He's coming back unless he decides to transfer. He would be a good starting place because Daquan's going to the portal. He's going to the NFL. Daquan Wright is going to the NFL. He and Deshaun Stribling, in my opinion, are Ole Miss's two most NFL-ready players, so they're headed that way. Caleb Odom and Luke Haas would be a great place for that room to start next year, especially when you consider that the only after them, the only player they have on scholarship is Hayden Bradley. But I think tight end would be a good position of need for them, and Javonte Connor reunion with him. He's he started his career at Ole Miss, followed John David Baker to East Carolina, became East Carolina's starting tight end, had a really good year. He's in the portal. That makes a ton of sense, and I've already heard a little bit of that and some other names to keep an eye on if they do go adding a tight end, which I think is lower on the pecking order than other positions for obvious reasons. But other names to monitor would be Brody Foley from Tulsa and Hayden Hansen and Amir Jackson from Florida. Those are a couple of other names. I'm glad you brought up Deuce Alexander when talking about the wide receiver position, because thinking of next year, Ole Miss is negotiating with Caden Lee, but that, like, if you could have Caden Lee back, Deuce Alexander back, Harrison Wallace is going to the NFL. DeJean Stribling is going to the NFL. Caleb Cunningham, you count if he doesn't get into the portal. You count on him being a big part of next year too. But, like, I could see them adding one or two wide receivers as well to add to that room. Kansas State's Jace Brown is on three's top-ranked portal wide receiver. He'd check a lot of boxes. But one player in particular that's gotten in the portal that has Ole Miss connectors is Colorado's Amarion Miller. He's a name to pay attention to. Ole Miss will be shopping for wide receivers. Ideally, it won't have to be shopping for running backs. That means that Kewon Lacy went and got in the portal and likely went to LSU in that scenario. We'll see how that plays out. But I think, again, the number one thing for Ole Miss right now, for all of these, is when is Trinidad going to get this waiver? Because if he can get the waiver, I think a lot of the other stuff kind of falls into place, if that makes sense. Like, I just think that everything else become more structured because you got your trigger man. You can go look for a more longer-term investment. Maybe you go look for a quarterback you love out of high school that really hadn't got a lot of run at his current school, like a Deuce Knight, if he were to get in, to pair with Trinidad that could push him, that could really compete, your quarterback of the future, to compete with Reese Wise, A.J. Maddox. But you really need that transfer waiver, just one way or another. You need to know whether he's going to be part of that or not. At Real Wicked Brew, when he got the same number of snaps in the college football playoffs game as normal, but he didn't get any targets. And that's kind of what Brad's talking about. He was out there. Like, I saw him out there regularly. But the body language and those kind of stuff, it was a little different. Travis, I was excited to see Luke Haas play this year. Seems like he got caught with the injury bug. That's exactly what happened, man. He had a really bad injury in July. Didn't get back in till middle of the year. By that point, it's kind of a lost year. Whenever he got that injury in July, that shoulder, I think it was it a shoulder? Or I can't remember exactly what it was. I'll look it up.
He had that ankle injury, remember?
Did he?
He had like a lower leg injury. Because you remember he was on crutches and we saw him.
That's right.
Yeah. But he just – and to me, he looks just a little step slow. That was one of his problems at Arkansas was his injury bug. When he was healthy, man, he was really good.
Oh, yeah. And, it's just can you get healthy?
Yeah.
Can you get healthy? He underwent surgery July 18th. Yeah. Lower leg injury of some kind.
Yeah. Ben, let's talk defense just for a moment. We know that William Echols is coming back. I would expect Cam Franklin to be back as well. Across that defensive front, Ole Miss has got a nice – group there coming back. Where is linebacker right now? Right now you're looking at Jaden Yates, TJ Goddery, and then you've got, of course, Andrew Jones, Suntaren Perkins. Where's the defense right now in regards to portal additions and where Ole Miss stands?
It's very early. I think defensively, the retention of the entire staff, like TJ Goddery, I don't know where he would go.
Yeah.
I know he wants to go to the NFL, and he told me before the year he wanted to be a Butkus Award finalist, but, like, you either stay here or you transfer. I don't see him transfer. For Luke Haas, it was a fractured ankle, required surgery.
Yeah.
He was out until, late September, October. Linebacker, to me, is the number one position of need in the portal for the defense. Now, absolutely need some back-end help as well. Kapina Gushkin is gone. Wydette Williams is gone. Antonio Kite coming back is a big retention add. However, you need another corner. So corner's right up there, too. You're going to need a safety or two. Sage Ryan's gone, too. The back end is right there as well. But I think if T.J. Dottery stays and Santarian Perkins is staying, yeah, that position is in a lot better place than it is currently. But we don't know that about T.J. right now. And the depth behind them is non-existent. Tyler Banks is gone. Tosh Chambers hadn't done much. Jaden Yates hadn't done much. They love Jarkobi Hobson. The number one thing is if T.J. comes back, linebacker becomes less of a pressing issue, and then you can really go full bore for the defensive backfield. Because the defensive line, you're in a really good spot right now. And I think you're going to probably add Ahmad Bro from LSU as a depth piece. Ashton Stamps from LSU would be a great cornerback to pair opposite Antonio Kite, and then allow you to go into the safety market and go get the very best guy you could. Defensively, I think those are your positions. But again, all comes back to what? Because like I wrote a number of stories at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. Or if you're a new subscriber or a new member, 50% off an annual plan. The defensive line, assuming that they're going to lose one of Jan Brown, Andrew Maddox, Cam Beavers, or Jeffrey Rush to the portal, which I think is a safe assumption.
Yeah,
you might need to add some depth for the defensive tackle room, but like Deshaun Walmack's coming back. Ahmad Bro's already on there. Malik Blockton from Auburn, Jamonte Waller from Auburn, who also has some positional versatility as listed linebackers. Actually, Prince Will Umanmielen's listed as a linebacker. So you need to see some young guys. I agree with JTC, MPP1 here. That's exactly where I was going next. They love their young crop of defensive backs. That's what I was getting to. Ladarian Clardy, Mason Dunn, Dante Core, they love those dudes. So they're going to factor in as well. You don't want to portal over them too hard or anything like that. You want to give them opportunities. And it wouldn't surprise me to see two or three of them start in the secondary next year. They like them so much. But, again, that whole freshman deal, you know, it's hard for freshmen in this day and age to break through that in that way in year one. So they love that crop of second year, what will be second year defensive backs, but you obviously need more. I think Ashton Stamps is an obvious place to start, but it's not just there either. I've got a number of, like, don't forget Tavoy Fagan's back. Ricky Fletcher has eligibility remaining, as does Chris Graves, who in this year, Chris Graves has started more games than he started his career to date. I would keep an eye on Auburn's Kayon Lee. Ole Miss wanted him out of high school. I mentioned Ashton Stamps. On3's Pete Nakos has already listed Ole Miss as an option for Rutgers cornerback Bo Masco and Kansas safety Lyric Rawls. On3 has a pair of Iowa State transfers ranked as the top two portal corners in Jontez Williams and Jeremiah Cooper. So there's already high-level options right now that Ole Miss is pursuing. There's no doubt that secondary, they're going to have to get some real additions there. That's kind of a shopping list for Ole Miss top to bottom. If you had to rank the positions across the team that Ole Miss are the most pressing transfer shopping positions there are, Brad, what would you say? The most pressing? If they get Trinidad Chambliss back, let's say that Trinidad gets his waiver, Tom Marsh comes through. And I wouldn't bet against Tom Marsh anymore. Tom Marsh comes through, and Trinidad gets his waiver. What are the most pressing? Rank them, rank choice them. You got to hit what?
All right, let's just pause just for a second and say a special thank you to our friends at Allen Samuels, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep and Ram. The entire team has been really good to us during the college football playoff run, and we appreciate all of them for their sponsorship here on The Drive Home. Also, Hill Counseling and our friend Chad Clardy. Thank you to all the folks at Hill Counseling for sponsoring us here on the show. The Hearn Law Firm and Philip Hearn, big, big fan of the show. And thank you, Philip, for sponsoring us at the Hearn Law Firm. The Chick-fil-A out at West Jackson Avenue in Northeast Oxford. Be sure to go by and get that peppermint shake and tortilla soup before they go out. Built Different Fitness out on West Jackson Avenue. We're all joining Built Different Fitness at the first of the year because of how much we have gained over the last couple weeks. So thank you to everybody at Build Different Fitness. You can give them a call today. Tell them you heard about it on The Drive Home. They'll give you an extra special deal. And then Take Charge. If you're looking to have a company to take care of all of your credit card payments, give the folks at Take Charge a call today. Also, a special thank you to our friend Billy Landis at Riddleland Roofing for all he does for us and all of the things that Tyler White and T. White Custom Tees does for us at twhites.com. They're a proud sponsor on the Logan Media Network. To me, number one, shockingly, I'm sure you might be a little surprised by this, defensive back. Mm-hmm. I think Ole Miss has to be very selective, very careful, and lock up some defensive backs, specifically at cornerback this year, because Ole Miss has had some lapses and they're losing a lot. I think number one is defensive back. Number two, I think, is linebacker, because they have not gotten what they wanted out of you talked about Taj Chambers and Jaden Yates and some of the other players. They've got to have more production at linebacker, and they, thankfully for Ole Miss, Andrew Jones has taken a nice step forward. T.J. Dottery, Prince Willamimielen. But I definitely think number two is 100% going to be linebacker. And number three for me is wide receiver. Because if you don't get Deuce Alexander back and he leaves and you're already losing to Sean Stribling, then you've got other players on the roster that are really good for you. What could be the strongest part of your attack of the entire roster is wide receiver, could be the one that struggles the most. So wide receivers there. And Ben, while we're talking about loading and transfer portals and all that stuff, where is the offensive line, in your opinion, going into the next year?
Patrick Kudus should be back. Delano Townsend should be back. Bryce Sanders already is back.
Good shape.
Devin Harper is going to start at right tackle, would be my guess. So you need a starting tackle. You know you need at least a starting tackle. But honestly, you probably need three. If you made me guess, you need probably three offensive linemen in the portal if you can get them. Ole Miss proved that this year. You need that kind of depth. And there are already some options out there that make a lot of sense. The one I'm paying most attention to right now is Florida State's Mario Nash. Ole Miss came in second for him, a former four-star recruit coming out of high school. Ole Miss finished second in that recruitment to Florida State. He's been a long-time Ole Miss target. John Garrison is still here as Ole Miss offensive line coach. That's one I'm watching as a tackle possibility. LSU's Carius Kern is another one that Ole Miss desperately wanted out of high school, almost got it. He's drawing interest. Arkansas, I think, is the leader for him. He's from Arkansas, but Ole Miss certainly is gauging him and what he'd be if he'd be interested in becoming an Ole Miss Rebel. Oregon State's Ryan Berger entered on Tuesday, as did Lafayette's all-conference lineman Sean Kinney. LSU's Cohen Eccles is a guard center, and Ole Miss doesn't have a pressing need on the interior, but this is a starting offensive lineman in the SEC and a damn good one. And LSU's Cohen Eccles, he's going to be one of the most sought-after linemen available, and Ole Miss will be among the schools that pursue him. So I think you're probably going to see three offensive linemen added, but certainly a tackle or two that could push it, come here and push not only Devin Harper to start, but potentially plug and play at left tackle. But they like Connor Howes too. I don't want people to forget him either. Connor Howes is a good player. Another one of those freshman offensive tackles that really impressed in preseason practices and things of that nature. It's just hard. It's hard to break in, man, when you're a true freshman, especially at the hardest position in football, in my opinion, offensive line, for breaking in specifically. Let's see here. Oh, Captain Judah, if Chambliss gets his waiver and stays and Lacey stays, there's no way next year can be a rebuilding year, right? I agree. Even with the schedule. No, it's not a rebuilding year. No. Got to go all in and buy a championship contending team. Otherwise, why stay, especially for Chambliss? I agree. It makes Ole Miss – it certainly helps – everything else fall into place. Those two. That's why you want to get the Chambliss waiver now. That one seems more cut and dry than the Lacey stuff. Take your swing with Lacey. Try to keep him. And look, I think both Brad and I have gotten the exact same similar word from those who are actually doing the negotiating with Ole Miss for all these players. And it doesn't matter who it is. If Trinidad gets his waiver and LSU comes after him or other schools, Kewon Lacey, Deuce Alexander, Winnie Watkins, all these pre-portal players. The word we get from the people doing the negotiating for Ole Miss are they better pack a lunch if they think they're going to take these guys away from Ole Miss. Not to say that they won't, but they better pack a lunch because Ole Miss is going to – I mean, Ole Miss is not little Ole Miss here. Ole Miss is going to bust its absolute butt. And but you need that first Chambliss waiver. You need that domino to fall. You need to ideally for that domino to fall today. So if those two return, just those two pieces, no way, even with next year's schedule, no way. Absolutely not. It's not a rebuilding year. No year should ever be a rebuilding year, quite frankly, especially if you pay like Ole Miss pays and builds its rosters like Ole Miss builds its rosters. Rebuilding years don't exist anymore. If you're rebuilding, that just means that you're in a bad spot.
Yeah.
It's either reload or, you know, pack it up, go home. There's no rebuilding. There's no taking your time. This is year to year. Trinidad Chambliss comes back. Kewan Lacy comes back. Next year is not rebuilding. Next year is, can you get back to the playoff with a tough schedule? Tough schedules happen every year to teams all over college football. Ole Miss is not unique. You're in the SEC. You have 9 SEC games now. You need to get to 9-3 to get in now with 9 SEC games. With Trinidad Chambliss and Kewan Lacy leading your offense and a defense that's going to return pretty much intact, you're going to have some secondary help. And I know that Pete Golding ideally will be able to splurge on defense because he's got the core pieces of his offense in place, but they just don't know that. Caden Lee coming back would be a huge, huge piece. Like, they're not as worried about Winnie Watkins if he stays or goes. Caden's more important to them on the ranking meter, if you want to be quite honest. And I get why. Winnie's trying to be what Caden already is, and Caden's kind of got forgotten a little bit because there have been so many mouths to feed, but that's one of the best wide receivers Ole Miss has ever produced, mm-hmm. especially in the modern era. So, of course, they want to get him back. And another one from Captain Judah. Also, where is the petition signed to have you been do the Are You Ready for LSU next year? I don't think I'm famous like that. I'm not famous at all, and I'm certainly not famous enough to do that. If Ludacris wants to do the Are You Ready and have me alongside of him, buddy, first, I've got a lot of questions about his Word of Mouth album that I absolutely love, that I would just love to go deep dive into because I'm a hip-hop culture kind of like – I just love it. I'm a nerd culture for that kind of stuff. So Ludacris is that guy. But, hey, man, if y'all want to, I'll do it. I'd love to. I got told Keith Carr a long time ago, I ain't nobody. But, like, if I could just get, like, one something, so something named after me on campus, like a toilet, you know, like Ben's pissing trough, Ben Garrett's pissing trough, like, I'll have made it. I'll always be the guy that called Lane Kiffin a hoe and has a piss trough in Vaught Hemingway named after him. So I don't, you know, if I get to do the Are You Ready or something like that, if they want to incorporate some of that stuff, I'm down for it. But, yeah, I'm
Ben,
or something like that.
Let's take a look at the schedule real quick. We've talked about the 26 schedule and being rebuilding versus not rebuilding. I'm with you. If Lacy and Chambliss come back, this is not a rebuilding year. At Louisville at Nashville will open the season. And we know that was the game that was added very late. Both Louisville and Ole Miss was looking for a game. They're going to meet in Nashville. Maybe the last year of Nissan Stadium, because I think at that point, 27, they're going to be in the new home maybe. So they're going to be playing that one in Nissan Stadium. And who doesn't love a trip to Nashville? The next week is hosting Charlotte in Oxford. And that will be a build-up to the game on September 19th against LSU in Oxford. And then the following week will be at Florida in Gainesville. Will not be easy under a new head coach. Who is it, Florida now? Alex?
John Sumrall.
Alex Golish is at Auburn. And then you've got a trip to Nashville again on October the 10th to face Vanderbilt and Clark Lee. We'll see where Vanderbilt will be after Diego Pavia is gone. Then you'll come home to face Missouri on October 17th. And then is at Texas on the road at Austin on October the 24th, a week later. Then you're at home hosting, Auburn. Not Hugh Freeze's Auburn, but a new Alex Golish-led Auburn on October the 31st to be Halloween night. And then you're at home.
Should be the LSU game Halloween night. I just don't understand how we keep messing that up. Not Ole Miss, but like the SEC. The SEC is the one that schedules this. He's like, dude, can you imagine Lane coming back on Halloween night? Like, first of all, Ole Miss LSU always supposed to be played on Halloween night. But especially this year, come on, man. First SEC game to get out of the way. That's another Greg Sankey special. You brought up Greg Sankey earlier in the show. I don't know what Greg Sankey does other than pose for photo ops.
You tell me. I mean, he definitely doesn't try to stop any malfeasance from any schools.
No.
He's just
– Dakota King, I understand freshman year, but I don't know what he's doing. Dakota King, I understand freshman year, but we got to get Jace involved early. No, you got to get Jace Matthews healthy. That man tore his ACL as a senior. They just glad to have him and get him healthy. That's the beauty, man. They ain't got to worry about it. Captain Judy, you may be Ginger Shrek, but dang it, you are our Ginger Shrek and a local legend now, so quit selling yourself short. But you and Ludacris doing it would be fire. It'd be a dream come true for me. And again, I have so many questions about word of mouth. One of the best rap albums.
Can you imagine me getting a picture with Ludacris? How odd that would be.
Yes. I just hope that I wouldn't, like, it was funny when Kentrell did the Florida podcast post game with us. Brad took this great picture with 40 where they looked all professional. And then my picture was me just hugging my friend, looking like a stupid, you know, just big shit eating grin on my face, hugging my friend. So if it's Ludacris, yes, Luda, I hope that you are okay with a hugger, because your boy Ben's a hugger, and you, my friend, you're that guy.
That's it.
New Alton, Mississippi in the early 2000s, man. That word of mouth was bumping in that black Explorer, that two-door Explorer of my brother Daniel. We were hitting that thing, bro. That's back when we were coming up. Did y'all ever do this? Because you're my age. But, like, when we were coming up, every one of us, we all wanted a system in our car, you know, two Alpine 1010s or, you know, like that would now, like, I couldn't imagine listening to that. Like, there's no riding down the road listening to that. But, like, back in the day, you wanted the as you rode down the road. Nothing hit like Project Pato, but Ludacris' word of mouth hit pretty good, especially when rolled out, you know. So that was kind of dope. Anyway, sorry. Back to you.
Yeah, back to you. And by the way, back to the hotel was really big, you know, in the day. And we had in Bruce, we had the square, and so you would go around the square.
We had the library parking lot in New Albany.
Yeah, we had in 12s. 12s were big with the woofers, and you had to have the Pioneer system. You know, you had to tint the windows.
We didn't tint windows, but man, we had every one of us. Even if like the car was a piece of shit, man, it was rolling down the road. You know, bouncing that thing. We got to get out of here. This has been another
real quick. Hold on. Before we do, we got to finish the schedule. After Texas, Ole Miss comes home to Auburn. Then Ole Miss stays at home against Georgia 7 days later. 7 days later, they go back to Norman. Then they host Wofford and host Mississippi State. It is much more difficult than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Much more difficult. So while not it may not be a rebuilding year, it's going to be a year in which Ole Miss is going to have a much more difficult schedule. A lot of fun matchups. Ole Miss is finally going to meet Arch Manning over in Austin. As if we didn't know there was a release that he was not going to the NFL. We kind of knew that. So, So before we get out of here, we want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors that have made all of the college football playoff content, our pregame shows, postgame shows, our live shows during the week. Thank you all so very much. Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Heal Counseling, the Hearn Law Firm, the Chick-fil-A in Oxford, Built Different Fitness, and Take Charge. Also, special thank you to our sponsor, the Logan Media Network. That is Tyler White and T. White Custom Tees. And, Ben, I know you're thankful for your sponsors as well.
I am, man. So many of them. B&A Bank, my hometown bank, Whit Spencer, Carolyn Brownson, man, branches in New Albany and Tupelo. I'm a financial idiot. Well, I used to be for most of my life. And thank God for my hometown bank and B&A Bank, man. They're just good people. Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net. If you want to get into the business of business ownership, Andy Ludicky at MyPerfectFranchise.net is the man to hit up. 404-973-9901. That's 404-973-9901. See, I'm trying to do multiple things. I'm not as good as Brad is this. You know what I mean? He's all like organized and stuff. I got to get better organized, because the more the drive home gets popular and we add more,
I've got an iPad here. I've got a computer here. I've got Ole Miss Georgia notes here. I've got something here, and I got stuff all over the place.
Yep. Big Game Football Factory is giving out custom. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Yeah, Big Game Football Factory is handing out or giving out, so selling custom college football playoff footballs. So, if you're an Ole Miss fan and you want to have a part of history with Ole Miss in the college football playoff, where at the Ole Miss Spirit, you can sign up today for just 50%. And for 50% off for new members, you can sign up today as long as Ole Miss is in the playoff. Here's your chance, though, with Big Game Football Factory to bring home your very own college football playoff, official limited edition college football playoff football for Ole Miss. This exclusive football, it's a symbol of excellence built for the biggest stage in the sport, capturing the pride, passion, and performance of playoff football. Only 12 programs, as we all know, earn the right to hold one each year. Now is your chance to have one of your own forever. Handcrafted in the USA, they're authentic game day footballs made specifically and approved for on-field play during the college football playoffs. So the footballs that Ole Miss is playing with, as you're watching these playoff games, you will own one of these balls, and it comes with a certificate of authenticity. All you have to do is go to biggameusa.com, biggameusa.com, and get your very own Big Game Football Factory Custom Edition Official Limited Edition College Football Playoff Football. Tannehill, Carmen Real Estate and Title also sponsors us. Thanks to Zach Bonner and his team for all that they've done and continue to do. If you need representation or somebody to have your back, call Zach and his team at Tannehill Carmen at 662-200-8734. That's 662-200-8734. And if you're unhappy or shopping your health insurance coverage, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, quoteswithdrew.com. Before we get out of here, drop it to me real quick. What are you most going to be paying attention to this weekend in Ole Miss sports?
I think, oddly enough, it's Ole Miss men's basketball. I mean,
wow.
I want to see where this team is mentally after getting beaten badly against NC State. I want to see just how practice goes and as they get ready for their next game and just how things are going. Secondly, the thing I'm going to be looking for is how Ole Miss women's basketball responds after being beaten the other night. So – They've got some things they've got to work through to kind of get back on the winning track. But I think everybody obviously is looking at the Sugar Bowl. And we will tell you that Saturday and Sunday, I will be live Saturday and Sunday. And Ben, if it's okay, I will probably join you at some point tomorrow afternoon. And if we can maybe do something from the Manning Center, and then I'll be live after the press conference on Sunday. We thought we were originally getting Pete Golding. We are not going to get him, but we will be able to have practice. So what we're going to do is just give you a live update from practice after we visit with the coaches and the different players. We'll be live for you on Sunday afternoon as well. So, yeah, I mean, obviously basketball I'm paying attention to, but probably the most important is where this team is right now. The number one thing is where's the waiver at with Trinidad Chambliss? We need to know that as soon as possible. And I think if it goes past today, that's too long. Because Walker Jones said on the Rubber Hill Hotline, which was 2 weeks ago, he felt like that it would be that week, 2 weeks ago. Then we heard from Trinidad Chambliss in the press conference later on that week. He said, any day now. So it's continuously being kicked down the road. And I think it's so far gone now that where Ole Miss, or I should say Trinidad, has got Tom Mars involved in this. And Tom, I promise you, there'll be resolution, good or bad, sooner rather than later now.
Do yourself a favor, Mary says, and get to the Ole Miss spirit. Thank you, Mary. She's absolutely right. And if you're a new subscriber, you get 50% off as long as Ole Miss is in the college football playoff. All new members, what's typically 100-and-something bucks is 50, and you get a full year annual at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. Fill it on through that QR code you see there up there in the top right corner. That's Ben's Venmo. If you want to say thank you, everything we get for this show, me and Brad split it 50-50. So if you want to contribute and say thank you, that QR code, you can scan it. It's my Venmo. And I actually got that suggestion from Chase Parham. He said he's had a lot of success with his show, just throwing his QR code up there. So if you want to show us some love or, donate to our – because we both got to figure out how we get in New Orleans, how we paying for it, right, Brad?
That's right.
We try to figure out how we're paying for everything. So that QR code, that right there, that'd be the thing to click, and any contribution we'll be thankful for. As I hear my dog now barking at something, that means that it's time to go. My little Rosie Puppertons, my little Shih Tzu that she is. Yeah, buddy. It means it's time to go when she starts barking at things outside, probably some birds. Chambliss, not even sure he wants to come back to Ole Miss. I wouldn't even focus on the before the Georgia game. Okay, I disagree. But, cool, have fun. I think if he gets his waiver – he's coming back to Ole Miss. I think he's preserving when I asked him the question, it really, I gave him the answer anyway, but like, he's not going to eliminate any of those possibilities. This is one of his greatest earning potentials for a former zero star recruit and D2 transfer from Ferris State. But from the people that are actually doing the negotiating, the most likely like outcome, if he gets, talking about Trinidad, his waiver is he's going to be Ole Miss's quarterback. So I, of course, he's going to weigh his options, but I think that question or that answer that you're more lining or you're more referencing here has to do with the guy that's got to preserve his value best he can. And I'm not thinking of anything more than that. If he gets his waiver, he'll be Ole Miss's quarterback. I'd be shocked if he wasn't. Thank you, Brad. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit. We'll see you soon after practice, right? Either tomorrow, Sunday.
Tomorrow, we'll have full coverage for you.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to practice. So maybe like I'll be off to the side while my guy, per Matt Moscona, Ferris State is not cooperating with the waiver. Okay. Why is Matt Moscona talking about Ole Miss's quarterback? See you, Brad. We'll be back after practice tomorrow, Sunday. Maybe both. We'll see you. This has been Talk of Champions, The Drive Home. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit, Ole Miss Spirit, Spirit Ben on Twitter. Brad and I are both at the Ole Miss Spirit. Thank you, buddy. I'll see you this weekend.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, Matt Moscona talking about more old.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.